الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدا صلى الله عليه به عشرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن تكن برسول الله نصرته إن تلقه الأسد في الأعجاب تجمي صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا عليم الحمد لله دعوت is just a مذاكرة the bayan that have been given by our senior ulama. So one of the things which I wish to remind myself firstly is that we should renew our intention why we have come for the Islahi Jalsa. And for anything which a person does, our ulama teachers, our elders teach us that we should all always renew our intention. That why are we doing it? And this renewing of the intention is such that if a person he does something which is outwardly associated with deen, but if a person's intention is corrupted, then there won't be any benefit for him. On the other hand, if a person does something which outwardly seems like a worldly thing, a dunyawi thing, if a person corrects his intention, he does it for Allah Ta'ala, he does it to please Allah Ta'ala, he does it to please the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that will benefit a person in this world as well as in the Akhirah. So Allah give me tawfiq inshallah. So one of the benefits of sitting in the company of the pious people, many times a person, he thinks he knows or he feels he knows, or he was made to think that he feels or he knows. But when he sits in the company of the pious, of the ulama, of the senior elders, then Allah Ta'ala opens up such things upon them. When a person listens to the elders, then he realizes that even though outwardly this was, it seems very simple, very insignificant, but what a great thing it is. So another thing Mulana was mentioning, Mulana was mentioning the other day was that a person when he looks at his life, you know, and he sees alhamdulillah, everything is doing well in his life, you know. Alhamdulillah, he's healthy. His wife is healthy. His children are healthy, alhamdulillah. His financial position is stable. There's nothing, everything is going for him. So a person feels that alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me. A person feels that Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person. So no doubt that is also a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But Mulana mentioned that many times a person doesn't realize that these ni'mat are such that even the kuffar have been given these things. So there might be kuffar who don't know what is hunger, who don't know what is poverty. There might be many kuffar who haven't had any sickness in their life. So this is not the barometer to say whether Allah Ta'ala is happy with a person or not, whether Allah Ta'ala is pleased with a person or not. So a person should look into his life, and I look into my own life. Every person should see in his individual life that am I able to cry in front of Allah Ta'ala? Am I able to shed tears in front of Allah Ta'ala? What is the condition of my salah? When I read my salah, then what is my ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala? Who is my heart? Or when I start salah, then everything besides Allah Ta'ala comes to mind. When a person reads Quran, then what effect does the Quran have on him? So a person, sometimes the spiritual ni'mat, spiritual benefits are not there. But if a person feels comfortable, he feels content, alhamdulillah, everything is great. So when I said this, like a person, for example, a person is sick. So only a person, he's sick, you know. You can see he's sick, he even knows he's sick, he feels he's sick, everyone can see. So that person, he will go to the doctor to treat himself. But another a person who has cancer, and he doesn't even know he has cancer. Okay? So inside he's being eaten. Inside he's being eaten. He's getting sicker and sicker by the day. And by the time he realizes and he comes to know that, you know, I am sick, it is too late. So that is more dangerous, that is more critical, that is more serious. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, to understand what is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala gives a person the ability to bring amal into his life, to bring sunnah into his life, to read Quran, to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, to cry in front of Allah Ta'ala, then this is a sign, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with the person. Anyway, in this ayat which I read, so in here Allah Ta'ala speaks about reading durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So obviously this ulama give the different tafsir of this ayat. But what I want to make myself understand from here is that what link do we have with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So the link which we have with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is it a genuine link or is it just a superficial link? So when you look at the lives of our elders, our akabirin, then we see that they were very, very connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they had that genuine connection with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's mentioned about Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahimullah, that in his time he was based in Syria, in Damascus. So what he used to do, he used to send a person specially from Damascus to Medina Munawwara in order to recite Salat and Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So imagine a person, he was the king of the time, he was, how much Allah had blessed him, but he made time. He took out time and he prioritized that this must be part of my priorities. Actually the top of my priorities, that I need to send someone specially to go to Medina Munawwara to convey durood to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the distance between Damascus and Medina was approximately 1,200 kilometers. And at that time, we all know how difficult it was to travel. But that's all the importance they gave. Why? Because their link, their connection with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was genuine. It was real. And this is also the part of the aqaid of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That the Anbiya alayhimu salam, they are alive in the graves. So like how it comes in a hadith, that when a person reads durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person reads durood Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like how everyone reads, alhamdulillah. So when a person reads this durood, then Allah Ta'ala has appointed an angel to take the durood and convey it to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he mentions that the angel takes the name of the person and the name of the father of the person. So imagine that a person is reading durood. He might be sitting wherever he is. He might be sitting in the middle of the night. He might be driving somewhere. He might be in wherever, in whatever condition he is. He might be lying on a bed. But as soon as a person reads durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then immediately the tawajjuh of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on a person. So it's mentioned about one of the students of Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah, Imam Muzani Rahimullah, that once he seen his beloved Ustad Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah in a dream. And he seen in his dream, and he asked his Ustad, that how did Allah Ta'ala treat you? How did you fare in the Akhirah? So his Ustad Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah said, that you know, Allah Ta'ala treated me well. Allah Ta'ala blessed me, and I was escorted to Jannah. So he asked him that on what basis? On what basis? So obviously everyone knows the status of Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah, how great he was. So he said that due to a certain durood which I used to recite upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the durood was, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, kullama dhakarahu al-dhakirun, wa kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. That, oh Allah, send durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as the amount of times when people are sending durood, are remembering Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as much as the amount of time when people are negligent on this. So imagine how great he was, what was his status, but what was the beloved thing to Allah Ta'ala? It was the durood which he used to recite. So this was the way, this was how our akabirin would be, as far as the link, as far as the connection of Rasulullah is concern. So it mentioned about Shaykh al-Hind rahimahullah, that in the famous kitab known as the Daid al-Khairat, so he would read this, his student, Imam Hussein Ahmad rahimahullah, he relates that his ustad, he used to read this, the Daid al-Khairat, which is a kitab with regards on Salat and Salam, on Durut upon Nabi Sallam. He used to read it with a lot of passion, with a lot of love. So even in that condition, when he was in jail, he was in Malta. But at that time also, they would have that connection, they would have that link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know, we heard from our elders, it's mentioned about Mulana Ilyas rahimahullah, when this whole effort of the belief. Obviously the others know better, the whole history. But he would go to Haramain Sharifain, and he would go to Madina Munawwara, and he would go to the Mubarak Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would give the kar guzari to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was that istihadar they had. They understood that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in his qabr. Any person needs to be at all times connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine if a person loves his life, if I love my life in this way, that at all times, obviously Allah Ta'ala is hadir nadir, understand? There has to be a balance. There shouldn't be ifrat and tafrit, that a person starts thinking that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hadir nadir, no, that is on the other extreme. But at the same time, the Anbiya alayhi wasallam are alive in the kubur. And when a person reads durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the angel is going to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is conveying the durood to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person has to have that amount of istihadar, that the angel is conveying my durood. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening to it, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is replying to it. So the stronger the link we have with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stronger our link, our connection is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then obviously that will play out, then that will affect all our amal. Now when a person reads Quran, when a person makes the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, when a person reads the Ruba Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it will be a different thing. Now when a person goes for Umrah, a person goes for Hajj, a person goes to visit the Mubarak Rawda of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now it will be a different thing. Otherwise it will just become a custom. You know what, I went to Medina Munawwara, I went to Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I visited Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if a person has this, then imagine when a person goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what is his condition will be? As far as Allah Ta'ala protect everyone, Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, as far as gunas are concerned, taking pictures and taking selfies and all that won't even feature in a person's mind. Why? Because a person has this, that you know what, I'm going to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our ulama, when they used to, it's mentioned about ulama, when they used to come close to Madina Munawwara, then already they used to get that feeling. And the closer they used to come to the Rawda, then this would be manifest in the way they would walk, in the way they would cry. Understand? And I ask myself, what is my condition? When I go in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what is my condition? So that is why it is very, very important for us, to each and every one of us, to increase this link with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we all know that as far as our success in Akhirat is concerned, one of the main things will be the shafa'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If our link in this world is not strong with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, well, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we believe in Allah Ta'ala, we believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to whatever extent, alhamdulillah, we try our best. But if that link is not strong, then how do we expect to get the intercession, to get the shafa'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So obviously the ideal, like in the ayat Allah, in the other ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So our model, the person who we should follow, the person who we should try to follow is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But to get us to that is to read durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because the more durood a person reads upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the closer he will get to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَاحِدًا Sallallahu alayhi biha ashr. A person reads one durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will send 10 mercies, minimum 10 mercies upon this person. And it's mentioned in Fadail durood of the Shaykh Rahimullah, that in another riwayat it comes that Allah Ta'ala will send 70 mercies. in the travel sense. 70 mercies. So the more durood a person reads, the closer he will get to Rasulullah. And when a person makes this his mamul, like Hamulana also, always says, that we should try and make a mamul that at least try and read 100 durood upon Nabi Sam every day. If a person makes this his mamul, every day he reads 100 durood upon Nabi Sallam, at least, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will save a person from nifaq. Allah Ta'ala will save a person from hypocrisy. So a person should make that time, like how for everything else, like Hamulana was mentioning also, like for dhikr, a person makes time. For salah, the time has been set out. So in the same way, for other mamulat, a person sets his time out. So also to read durood upon Nabi Sallam, a person should also set time. And when he reads, once a person is, while he's driving, while he's walking, while he's talking also in his mind, he's reading durood. While he's eating also, he's reading durood also. But once a person, he sits down. And when he reads the durood, then he thinks of it. First of all, he thinks of all the sacrifice which Nabi Sallam went through for us. If it wasn't for Nabi Sallam, then where would we have even known what is Islam? So a person thinks of this, a person makes istighfar of this, a person thinks of all the difficulties of the incident of Taif and so many other incidents which Nabi Sallam went through. Now when a person reads durood, so imagine what the kifiyat will be, what the effect will be on a person. And then obviously the ideal is that a person has to start following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of the ways is to read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another way also is that a person, he spends time in the company of those people who love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many of our elders, alhamdulillah, everyone bears testimony. When a person looks at our elders, at our ulama ikram, at our senior ulama, then when a person, as soon as he sees them, as soon as a person sees them, he mixes with them, then a person feels that this person here is close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just by listening to them, just by talking to them, just by mixing with them. So a person who already has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person will sit in that person's company, a person will sit with him, he will listen to him, he will talk to him. Then this also is another way for a person to achieve the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why many a time you'll find some people say that, you know, that this certain alim here or this certain person here, whenever you look at him, you know, it's like a different feeling when you look at him, when you mix with him, when you talk to him, you know, you can just feel in the way he speaks, in the way he acts, that he is a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously no one can claim that he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Ta'ala has given signs. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. A person loves Allah Ta'ala, a person follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person loves a person, then he will speak about him. مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا أَكْثَرَ ذِكْرَهُ. Whatever a person loves, then he will speak about that particular thing. So if a person, you know, likes a certain car, or if a person likes a certain type of food, you know, then always he'll always speak about it. So if a person loves Rasulullah, then a person, he will speak about Rasulullah. A person, he will want to read the road upon Nabi Sallallahu. A person will want to emulate Rasulullah Sallallahu. And a person will always have this desire. That how can he visit Rasulullah in Madinah Munawwara? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. First of all, to spend our lives in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. And the only time Allah Ta'ala will become pleased with a person is when a person will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person, if I feel that I love Allah Ta'ala, then the condition for that is that I have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like I said, that for a person to emulate, to follow Rasulullah, with all the details, is very difficult. Very difficult. But if a person will hold on to these two things here, one is to regularly recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the second thing is to be in the company of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that inshallah, like Hamulana was saying, this is a shortcut, this is an easy way to get to Allah Ta'ala, this is an easy way to get to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. If anything was, we just said was incorrect, Allah forgive me inshallah. And if it was correct, it's from Allah Ta'ala, Allah accept inshallah. SubhanAllah.